I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Public Works and Capital Projects Committee. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, has everybody gotten a chance to take a look at the previous minutes from last month?
I make a motion to adopt the minutes of the last meeting.
I'll second that.
All right, motion made by Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Litz. Where did my pen go?
Up here.
Oh, there we go. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. And we'll move into resolutions. We have seven of them tonight. Okay, resolution number 385, adopting and issuing a negative declaration under the 6 NYCRR Part 617 State Environmental Quality Review Act, SECRA, by the Ulster County Legislature for the construction of a public radio safety tower and apparatuses to be located at 35 Quarry Road, Saugerties, New York, Department of Emergency Services. I'll make entertain a motion for discussion.
So moved.
Okay, second. A motion made by Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Cahill. Anybody have any questions on this? Something that's been in the works for a long time, something that's desperately needed. County owns the property. I only have one question now. Is the county going to be receiving any kind of funding or payment from the, or no?
So this is to build out our radio system
for
interoperability.
Okay.
It is being built to a level that we'll be able to add cell towers and other broadband, whatever, on it. And that, in that case, we would get revenue from leases that we would.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, any other questions, comments, or anything? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it, pass it. Motion made by Legislator Litz.
I'll
seconded
second.
By Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 396, establishing capital project number 605, Golden Hill Office Building and Restorative Justice Roof Rehabilitation, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Discussion?
I move for discussion.
Motion made by Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Fabiano. Questions?
If I could really just summarize.
Sure.
Do you mind if I summarize
the
feasibility studies?
Yeah.
So, when we did the feasibility study for the courthouse, Nick Hosta worked with Tom, the gentleman who does solar work, Tom.
Kincaidis, that's correct.
Kincaidis, yeah. Right. And so he helped us with the feasibility study in that project. Nick was then working with him, able to work out a methodology for further feasibility studies for each roof. It was determined between environment and maybe public works that doing it as a roof by roof basis when it comes up, because if we were to do a countywide all buildings at once, there may be buildings that we're not looking to replace roofs for 10, 15, 20 years, and it may not make sense to spend a large amount of money. I think part of the funds that were supposed to be used in the environment at the end of 1920 to do a countywide feasibility study were part of the funds removed because of COVID.
Right.
So, and they never went back in the operating. So they're doing these each time we need to evaluate a roof. The Department of Environment has a methodology for these two roofs in particular. they are already on the grid as far as community solar projects, which mm-hmm. cover 100% of the solar for those buildings. It is our belief, I guess Nick's looked into this, that if we were to put rooftop solar on these buildings, they would not be eligible for community solar projects, and we would get less than the 100% solar. We wouldn't be able to build a big enough system. So looking at that, and also these are both renovations, not replacements.
Mm-hmm.
They're adding about 15 years to each roof at about a third of the cost.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where Nick made the determination.
Legislative agree?
I think what this points to is a policy that needs to be changed at the state level. We need to be putting in as much renewable energy infrastructure as is, you know, feasible. And this would be feasible. A rooftop solar PV system is likely technically and economically feasible, except for that state policy. So I don't know whether we want to consider doing a memorializing resolution so that if we're doing the right thing here, it doesn't mean you can't also do the right thing there. This has come up. I facilitate a regional renewable energy implementation planning process with the Hudson Valley Regional Sustainability Coalition. and this issue has come up, and I will be absolutely sure that it gets included in the climate action report that that we're developing. So I just really just got these, didn't have a chance to process them in depth, but I had a chance to read through them, and a couple things jumped out. And the other is about roof penetration, and maybe do we have something on the Restorative Justice Center, or should I just say it now? We don't have anything tonight on.
This is both.
Yeah.
This resolution is creating a capital for both roofs.
Okay. So let me just say that back however many years ago when Spitzer was in office and giving funding for solar for municipal projects, I helped write the grant for Rosendale's, and we had the same situation. We had a new roof on a new building, a metal roof also, and the warranty would not cover penetrations. But if anyone remembers Dr. Gay Knuff from her background was that she worked for NASA and she teaches solar installation and is very highly credible. And she absolutely guaranteed that she could do this solar installation on that south-facing roof and guarantee that there would be no leaking or adverse impacts from any roof penetrations that needed to happen. And I don't know the technology that she was using, but you know, coming away from this, I appreciate the work that's gone into it. I'm always tempted to want to take it to someone who does this work and get an independent opinion about this. And of course, I didn't have time for tonight. But moving forward, I really, sometimes things get said and then they just keep getting repeated. And every once in a while, you got to put the brakes on and say, is this true? So those are the two things I take away from this analysis. And I also want to say I'm very appreciative to have it, to have somebody looking at it. What I don't want to see is us keep generating a report that says, no, we can't do it, and tries to really earnestly find examples of where we can. And the last thing I'd like to say in this regard, because hopefully it'll be coming up in the not too distant future, someone came to me and suggested that we have an asset that would not require roof penetration, that right now would not be contradicted by the community solar law, and that's Tech City. We have a very large parking lot calling, you know, a parking lot that was meant for thousands of employees, literally, who are no longer there, and, you know, could potentially be a wonderful project for Ulster County to consider with storage and possibly even being used to charge electric fleets as we develop the electric fleet. There's a lot of potential there. And nothing would change about what is going on with the existing buildings and our relationship to that. So it's not like an either or. It could definitely be both. And I want to bring it up because there is, right now we have ARP funding. There's going to be infrastructure funding coming down the pike. Our congressional representative, Representative Delgado, is on the infrastructure committee. And I feel like it's too good an idea to not put into, you know, all of our minds to think about, explore what could be done. And many of you know Tom Kakandas. He worked for Empire State Development for many years. He's now on the board of UCRRA. He worked for Allen Ginsberg most of the time that they were trying to develop Tech City. And he knows that facility like the back of his hand, and he's in the solar business. And I ran this by him, and he didn't, if anyone knew of a reason not to pursue this and not to consider it, and maybe I'm saying too much ahead of time, but I just want us to find ways to contribute to the 70% renewables that were mandated to put into place by 2030. So thanks for bearing with me.
I just want to mention that the town of Ulster, I think, has one of the largest solar arrays about a half a mile from that facility, correct?
Yes.
Right now. And it's also in the process of building a battery storage facility.
Yes.
To use that electric that's going to be generated from that. And, you know, so at some point, you know, there is the desire to use as much solar as we can, but at what cost to the local economy and the local tax base and everything else, right? I mean, yeah, you want to do that. So that's why you, in my opinion, do things like site solar right. farms on landfills, right? That are closed, like this one. This one is sited on a closed landfill. And,
yes.
And, right? And so, yes. You know, that's to me, a much more appropriate use of that space in a town like the town of Ulster, because, you know, no offense, but town of Ulster is what it is, right? And, you know, we all have different opinions about it. However, I just think that we, you know, we're looking to develop the site for an economic development, from the economic development aspect of it, and, you know, suggesting that we do things like put recycling plants in there and industrial recycling plants and solar fields in a parking lot. That's just not, in my opinion, the right answer for that parcel, you know.
But
and so I'm gonna disagree with you on some of these issues, and today this is one of them, in my opinion.
Manager Joe?
Yeah. If
can we get this wrapped up?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to say that when I heard your concern about it being some form of a weighted process. Waste that we would like to divert. When I heard your concern, I completely agreed with it. in this case, I think there's a way to do both, and I hope you can keep an open mind.
Does anybody have any other questions or concerns or comments?
And the parking lot is just not that big. You know, I mean, it's just not that big.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to...
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Litz.
A second.
Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, resolution number 398, approving the execution of a contract for $514,810 entered into by the County Hudson Valley Roofing and Sheet Metal Incorporated Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 399, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with New York City Department of Environmental Protection to allow for continued winter maintenance around the Shokan Reservoir.
I'll move it.
This has been going on for like 100 years. Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Cahill. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Resolution number 400, establishing capital project number 606, Salem Road Stabilization, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. If there's no questions or concerns, I'll entertain a motion
to move it
by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Fabiano. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 402, approving the execution of a contract amendment for rates accepted to exceed $50,000 entered into by the County Stabilization International LLC, Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. And a final resolution number 403, approving the execution of the contract for $662,220 entered into by the County New York Communications Company, Department of Public Works. This is the money for leasing the radios.
I'll move it.
Moved by Legislator Litz.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Herb, if you got to head out, bud.
No, I got time. Okay. I got another probably 10 minutes, almost 10 minutes.
I don't want you to be late.
Well, no, you don't. There's your phone.
It's early.
Okay, does anybody have any old business that they would like to bring up?
What happened to Tucker's Corners?
So we fixed Luann's driveway, put a swale back in.
Okay.
She called this morning. She's not happy with it because now she can't get out.
Oh.
So we're going to... I said front brick's down there this morning to look at it again. So it's okay. Fixed, but needs to be a little more fixed.
Thanks for going to look.
And thank you for taking care of the overgrowth at the County Road 34 in Malden. The people were very pleased. And the other thing we had here that Mr. Parody was concerned about, and a few other legislators, was the left-hand turn on Route 28 crossing the trail entrance. It's not really our road. He was just wondering if there was anything we could do or write a letter or...
I passed the concern along to DOT.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Except both directions? Oh, well, no, you can only go in one end. Yeah.
Just make a left turn.
No left turn.
West.
To get in, you can't make a left turn to get out.
Oh, they allow a left turn going in?
No.
Or am I wrong?
They allow a left going in,
yes, but not into going the out. Parking lot, you can turn a left.
Yeah. Leaving, you can't.
I thought there was a sign when you pull up. There's a sign that says, you know, left turn with a thing through it, so you can't make the left to go in.
Well, everybody turns left there.
I know everybody does
that.
It. And
I don't know if I've seen that sign.
There is. If you're leaving that parking lot, there is no left.
Yes.
Post,
but not coming in.
Are you sure?
I don't think so. I haven't been there in a couple months.
I was there about a month ago, and I could have swore that.
So maybe it's new.
I wanted to make the left in there, and I'm not going to say whether I did or didn't, but I think it told me I wasn't supposed to.
We'll send somebody out to see if there's a sign.
I'm not sure.
Does anybody have any other old or new business?
Then I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Time to spare.
Motion carried, meaning...
Have a good one.